Shavua Tov, Mevarach, Mishneh, we continues in Chapter 8 of Gittin, Mishnah Dalit. Beit Shammai Omrim, Beit Shammai holds, Poter Adam Ishto, a man may dismiss his wife, divorce his wife, beget Yoshan, with an aged get. Beit Hillel, I was reading, Beit Hillel says, no, you cannot use an aged get, an old get, for that. It's no longer valid. Ezihu get Yoshan. So the Mishnah asks, what do we mean by a get Yoshan, an aged get? Anytime the husband and the wife were alone together, had yichud together, after the get was written. Now the problem here is the husband could get upset, have a get written up, signed, dated, perfectly good get, and then change his mind and not give the get, but just leave it in his drawer just in case. And then 2 years later, things could get bad again. He pulls out the get and actually gives it to the wife this time, and they're divorced, but the date on the get is 2 years old, and meanwhile, she's become pregnant, and Mazel Tov had a child. Now, later in life, this child is going to be, you know, have a very hard time, because people will know about the get of his mother, and the date on the get, and assume he was an illegitimate offspring. It'll be hard for him to get into yeshiva and med school, you know, it'll be hard. So the solution, of course, is to write up a new get with the date of the actual divorce, and the actual giving of the get, so there are no possible issues to come up in someone's future. It's really important to keep in mind, you know, sometimes we do things that aren't going to affect us, but they might affect other people, other generations. It's really important to keep in mind the long-term effects of what we're doing so we can do things properly. On the subject of the date on the get, Mishnah Hay gives us an amazing halacha. Katav l'shum malchut she'ena hagenet. What if they wrote the date according to the monarchy, the government, that was not such a proper monarchy? The Gemara explains, if they're in Bavel and they use the dates of the Roman government, you know, such and such year of such and such Caesar or such and such year of the Republic, that would be completely inappropriate. And also they comment that Rome is called Eino Hogenet, called like sort of an improper, lowly people because they don't have their own language, which is historically true. They actually stole their language from the Latin tribes in the area when they conquered them. The Mishnah adds, L'shum Malchut Madai, L'shum Malchut Yavon, or they wrote it according to the date of the Median Empire or the Greek kingdom. And the issue there is they didn't have an empire or a kingdom anymore at the time of the Mishnah. They were long gone. You know, it's a reminder that the Jewish people were still using our original dates and years and calendar, and we're still here. But all these other nations that proudly counted the year of their empire, the year of their king, the year of etc., they're long gone. The Mishnah adds, Levinyan Habayis, the Churban Habayis, even if he counted years from the building of the temple or the Churban Habayis. So in the get, it would write in such and such year since the building or the destruction of the temple. If he was in the east, but then they actually, what they actually wrote down in the get was that they were in the west, Bamarav Katav Mizrach. They were actually in the west, but they wrote in the get that they were in the east. So in all of these cases, this get is possible. The idea being that we take the details, our sages take the details very seriously. Everything has to be correct in a get. They have to dot all the I's and cross all the T's. Now, this get is actually valid biblically, but rabbinically, it's invalid. And the Mishnah continues with how serious we take this. And this is actually the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says basically any change of a get from the rabbinical requirements will cause some serious problems. As the Mishnah now explains, Taitse Mizei Umizei. If the woman had such a get with one of these issues and she got remarried on the basis of a get, when they discover the problem, she cannot be married to either the original or the new husband. It's as if she never had a get, so it's as if the second marriage was adulterous and forbidden. Tzricha get mizei mizei, and she needs a get from both of these husbands before she can marry anyone else, and she can't stay married to either of them. Ve'ein lo lo ketuva, she gets no ketuva payment, lo peirot, or from produce that they took off her nechsei malog, off of her dowry, that, you know, she holds title, but they had the rights to use during the marriage, lo mizonot, not repayments for food, lo belaut, not worn-out clothing from her dowry, lo alzei v'lo alzei, not from the first husband, not from the second husband. Imnotzlo, and if she actually took payment for these items, mizei mizei, from the first husband or the second husband, tachzir, she has to actually return it to them. She wasn't entitled to this. Now, these might sound familiar from the 10th chapter of Yevamot, when we had the case where the husband allegedly died overseas and the wife was pretty sure that was true and got married on that basis, and it turns out she was wrong and the first husband shows up, the same penalties apply here. Now, there, it's a biblical problem. They thought the husband was dead and it turns out he's not. Here, it's really the get is puzzle rabbinically, but at least according to Rabbi Meir, we take that extremely seriously. As the Mishnah adds, v'havlod mamzer mizeh, and a child is considered a mamzer, an illegitimate child, both from the second husband and from the first, if she goes back to the original husband that didn't have the proper get, and meanwhile she was married to someone else. V'lo zeh v'zeh mitamin lo, and if these husbands are kohanim, neither of them could go to her funeral because they're not legally married to her. V'lo zeh v'zeh zakayin lo b'tziyata. Neither of them acquire what she finds. We learned in Ketuvot, if a wife finds an object, it actually belongs to the husband because the husband has a corresponding obligation to support his wife. And here, of course, we want to discourage such reciprocal obligations and benefits. Lo b'maaseh yadeha, the husbands have no right to anything she is earning or creating. Lo hafar nedareha, neither of them can annul her vows, as we discussed in great detail in Nedarim. Now the Mishnah adds, in the case of some specific women, Haita bat Yisrael, nifselet min kehuna, if she's the daughter of a regular Jewish family, she can no longer marry a Kohen, even after she's got the two gittin. Bat Levi, mimaiser, if she's the daughter of a Levi, she can no longer eat maiser rishon. Bat Kohen, min truma, and the daughter of a Kohen, she can no longer eat truma. The Mishnah adds, v'ein yorshav shel zeh, v'yorshav shel zeh, and the heirs of the first original husband and the second husband, Yorshin ketuvata. No one inherits her ketuvah. Now, what we mean is the ketuvah b'nin dichrin, we mentioned in ketuvot, they would stipulate in the ketuvah that whatever property belonged to the wife would go to her children and not the man's children from a different marriage. V'meitu, and what if the husbands died, before they gave the gittin and tried to work everything out? So the brothers, the surviving brothers, would have to perform chalitza, not yibum. And we mentioned all of these rules in chapter 10 of Yevamot as well, where it was, the Deraisa case, as we mentioned. The Mishnah here adds, Shina Shmo Shma, if there was a change to his name or her name in the get, or Shem Iro, Shem Ira, or the change of his city or her city, Teitzei Mizei Mizei, she has to go out from both the original and the second husband. She cannot stay married to either of them. But kula drachim ha'elu ba, and all of these ways, all of these penalties are levied upon her. And again, this is the Gemara explains Rabbi Meir's opinion, but we see how seriously we do take gittin. And of course, it's very hard to know all of the halachot and all of the details. You can't learn everything from learning the Mishnayot. So it's important, of course, anytime there's a possibility of a get, to have a qualified Beit Din, to have rabbis who really are familiar, bucky, and know what they're doing before anyone thinks about writing a get.